Hello, everyone. This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast, where total warrior women who have been through absolute caca give you advice on getting to the other side. Today, we are talking to Betsy LaFay. We are going to get right to it, and I'm going to start out with, first of all, Betsy, welcome, and please let us know in a couple of sentences who you are, where you're from, and what keeps you busy during the day.
Well, yes. So my name is Betsy LaFay, and LaFay means of the fairies. So that's multi-meaning. I'm originally from New York. I spent 10 years living in Brooklyn. I was born in upstate New York. I'm in LA now on the beach. And what takes up my days currently is a lot of self-care. For the month of September, I'm slowing down a lot. Usually it's supporting my clients with intimacy and trusting themselves, trusting their intuition.
Oh, I love that. It sounds like a really good job to me.
I like it.
Yeah. So Betsy, could you please summarize what you went through in terms of the hardship, very difficult experience that you went through, and what was the worst part of it? We're going to get into the guts.
Well, I would say growing up very sensitive has always been really difficult. I was very, very sick as a child. But I think probably what I'm feeling called to share with the audience most is being married to a narcissist. So I know there's some commonality with people listening. And that was really, really difficult. I didn't even know what gaslighting was until I left. I didn't know that he was a narcissist. And being an unempowered empath, I thought that he was afraid of my power, always tearing me down when I got to a certain level of power or brightness and light. And then after deep reflection, basically almost 2 years, I realized that I was scared of my own power. So I feel like that's something that I'm very familiar with, being afraid of my own power. And that's also what I help my clients through as well.
Betsy, thank you so much for sharing that. And a little follow-up question. Would you please describe to the audience what an empath is?
Oh, sure. So an empath is somebody who can feel what other people feel without having logical reasoning or without them telling you. So I would imagine that 99% of the people listening to this are empaths. You know, when you can tell someone's in a bad mood, maybe, you know, maybe not even in body language, and you say, "How are you doing?" And they say, "Fine." And you know they're not fine, then you know you're an empath. Other things that aren't always consistent, but, you know, being highly affected by the news or highly affected by crowds. Sometimes we have more addictive tendencies to sort of numb out. Very connected. It's not a bad thing, but very connected in relationships. We're wired for connection. So that's a societal thing that I'm out to help change, is it's we as people are wired for connection. There's a difference between interdependence and codependency. So being unempowered as an empath usually leads to codependency. Being empowered and grounded and aware usually leads to dependency and security.
That's really helpful, Betsy. Thank you a lot. And for providing some examples too. This is something we could talk about for the entire podcast, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But moving to the next question, so, Betsy, it takes an absolute warrior to get to the other side of something like what you got through. What is the best thing about being on that other side?
Ooh, best thing about being on the other side is I feel like I know what it's like to be constricted by an outside force. And so I really value my sovereignty in a way that I feel like I wasn't valuing before. I've, for the past 2 years since the divorce, I've often wondered, what is the value in what I went through, right? If I didn't have someone suffocating me, not literally, but emotionally for 6 years, where would I be today? And it's almost like potential energy pulling back the bow of an arrow, right? And pulling it back and letting it build up energy and shoom forward. So I know what my clients are going through, when they're suffering in relationships. So feel like the sovereignty and the knowing through experience is really the most benefit.
I love that. And the word sovereignty just, it resonates so much with me.
Yeah.
I love that word. So the next question is, Betsy, who are some other brave warriors like you who've gone through absolute caca and have gotten out on the other side and would make really wonderful guests for this here podcast?
Let's see. I would definitely recommend Alexandra Roxo. She has really overcome a lot of trauma in her life that she speaks actively on her Instagram account and blogs. Also, my friend Ruby Warrington, she's been on a sober curious journey for quite a while now, and she's been with a narcissistic drug dealing man in her past. So yeah, I feel like those two would probably be really great guests. I know them both very well. They're amazing.
Fantastic suggestions. Thank you.
Yeah.
And the next question I have for you, Betsy, is what one piece of advice, what nugget would you give women who are going through absolute caca on how to get to that other side?
I feel in my heart of hearts, the most important thing a woman can do when she's going through this is to get support. And the way that I left my marriage is that I joined a support group. I was in the support group for 3 years. I was in the support group for over 2 years before I realized that I needed to leave this relationship. And the support group was free. Now, the benefit of getting support and the options these days is amazing. So support groups are an amazing place to start. I would also say we have access to the most advanced leaders and support people in the world at the touch of a fingertip. So you just Google. And so if you're at a place where you, I do feel like if you're at a place where you can hire a coach, do so. Therapy is also great. However, the difference between a therapist and a coach is therapists aren't allowed to basically direct your life. They say a lot of, you know, how do you feel about that? What do you think you can do? And when I have a coach, it's for support, accountability, and direction. I am my own sovereign being. I teach people how to trust their intuition. Yet it's sort of a version of every good therapist needs a therapist. You can't see what you can't see. And so in my blind spots, I have a coach to be like, nah. And so I would say get support. And if you are hiring someone, make sure that they are at the place where you want to be. They're teaching you how to get to the place where you want to be. They have the experience in what you want to be in. And I'll just add one more thing that I had this picture painted to me the other day, which was so helpful, that mindset is on the top. It's the surface. Underneath that is emotions. And underneath that is nervous system. And so I've really discovered through my own personal work and then working with clients that the stuff that we're talking about, trauma, being with a narcissist, any kind of addiction, stuff from childhood, that's the rewiring of the nervous system. So you're not going to be going to a mindset coach if you're trying to become an empowered empath.
Betsy, I am learning so much from listening to you right now. And I know that there are women who are going to be listening to this, women and men who are going to be listening to this, who are receiving your advice and information with a lot of gratitude right now.
It's my pleasure. I love talking about this stuff. That's why I'm on the planet.
This is such good stuff. So last but not least, for some fun, since we on this podcast are all about being epic, you could have any superpower, Betsy LaFay, what would it be?
I feel like I have the superpower of intuition and trusting my intuition. And I do walk my talk. This is the thing that I want more than anything. I'm always bringing it to a deeper level. You know, I had never set foot in LA. I saw a rainbow in my third eye. I packed 2 bags and took a one-way ticket to LA. And landed in Marina Del Rey, right next to Venice on the beach. and I've been here ever since. So, you know, I feel like intuition is a superpower. It's also a natural power. You know, I always say, if you have a body, then you're intuitive. And so far, no one has said that they don't have a body. So therefore, they're intuitive.
Well, we're gonna wait around to see if that happens.
Yeah.
I love your answer that you already have a superpower.
Yeah.
Because I believe that each of us does.
Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Betsy, thank you so much for being my guest today. Where can we find you?
Best place is my website, BetsyLefay.com, BetsyLefay.com.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for being on, Betsy.
Thank you.
This is Nikki Bruno with the Epic Comeback Podcast. For more great ideas on staging an epic comeback after a life-shattering situation in your life, visit the Epic Comeback Podcast.com.